Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sar Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, and Shmuel Ben Tehila. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and for Shena Leah Bas Beva. Today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas, Aharon Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Naftali Herzl, Isra Zalman ben Rebaron Shloima, Elazar ben Tzvi, Golda bas Moshe Leib, and Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So yesterday's daf discussed the halacha of a Kohen that brought the Karban Pesach. He did the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, everything was executed from a physical perspective, perfectly. However, he had a bad machshava while he was doing the avodah. He had a machshava of shaloi lishma. What does shaloi lishma mean? It means either while he was bringing the Karban Pesach, he had in mind that it shouldn't be a Pesach, but rather that he's bringing a shlamim or some other Karban, or it often means Shinui Bailam, meaning he had in mind while he was bringing the carbon not to bring it on behalf of the owner of the carbon, but rather on behalf of somebody else. Regardless, the Mishnah said that a machshava shaloi lishma during the hakrav of a carbon Pesach not only impacts the carbon to the degree that it's loy olu lebailam l'shem chayva, that the owner of this carbon Pesach can't satisfy his mitzvah's carbon Pesach and would have to bring another carbon, but it's even worse than that. It's even possible. And that's in line with the first Mishnah, Masach Tzvachim, where the Mishnah says, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman ksherim, elo shaloi olu lebailam l'shem chayva, chutz min ha-Pesach ve'achatas. Pesach together with Chatos are the two exceptions to the rule where if one of the Avodas Hadam were done Shaloi Lishma, not only is the carbon Loi Alu Labailam L'Shem Chayva, that's always the case when one of the Avodas Hadam Shaloi Lishma. But it's even worse than that. The carbon's pasul. What nafkamina does it make if it's even pasul? Man of Shachetz Loi Alu Labailam L'Shem Chayva. What it means is he can't eat the basa. What it means is he can't be Machted Eimurim. In the world of Kachim, it means a lot of things. But the point is, the halacha of the Mishnah was that din, that Shaloi Lishma impacts a Karban Pesach even more so than it impacts other Karbanos, in that a Machshava Shaloi Lishma is going to be possible. Today's daf is going to go Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'osa Inyan. It's also going to discuss bad thoughts that a Kohen had while he was doing the Avodah, but not the Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, but rather the very unique Machshava of Shaloi Lishum Oichlov. So one of the dinim in Kachim that's unique to the Karban Pesach is that there are certain machshavos that if a Kohen would have this machshava during any of the karbanos that he was bringing, it wouldn't be a problem. But when he brings a Karban Pesach, if he has this machshava, it is a problem. Not just that. Even when he brings the Karban Pesach, the only time this machshava is a problem is if he thought it while he was doing the Shechita. But during the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika, even though they too are a chelik of the Avodas Hadam, however, this machshava that we're about to discuss would have no impact on the carpet. So we're discussing a Kohen that was doing Shechita, very important for today's daf, and he had the following machshava. He had in mind that after this carbon is slaughtered, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, the basar is going to be eaten by someone that's not supposed to eat from this basar. So who is this someone that's not supposed to eat from this basar? The Mishnah is going to give several examples. Either the person was simply a chaylo or a zakin, he couldn't eat from it. Or he never RSVP'd. He was never a quote-unquote member of this Karban Pesach. He was an aral. An aral is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. He was tameh. Someone that's tameh is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. There's a special din that says that during the shechit of the Karban Pesach, if a kohen would have a machshava, this is all playing out in the world of machshava. If you would have a machshava that someone that's not supposed to eat from the Karban Pesach or can't eat from the Karban Pesach will eat from the Karban Pesach, that machshava is so potent, it's so powerful that it will knock out the entire Karban Pesach. It will render the Karban possible. So again, he did everything he was supposed to do, even had the right machshavas of Lishma. But this unique machshava, unique in the sense that it's exclusive to Karban Pesach, and not just that, but to the shechit of the Karban Pesach would impact the Karban. Another idea that's just worth mentioning in the intro that we're going to encounter in today's daf is the halach of machshavas pigel. So pigel is literally synonymous with Kachim. It appears in many, 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 many sugyas throughout Kachim, but it's worth just refreshing our memory literally for a moment because it's going to come up a few times in today's daf. A Kohen that does the Avodah and has a machshava to do either be makta the emurim, chutz lizmanoi or chutz lemkoymoi. Meaning, he had in mind that when it comes time to be makta the emurim, he's going to be makta them, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chutz lizmanoi or chutz lemkoymoi. I'll be makta the emurim, but I'm going to do it in a week from now. Or he had in mind to eat the basar, chutz lizmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi. He had in mind to eat the basar of kachi kadashim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's chutz lemkoymoi. Or he had in mind to eat basar kachim kalim outside of Yerushalayim. That's chutz lemkoymoi. Or he had in mind to do a chutz lezmanai. I'm going to eat the basar. I'm going to do it in a week from now. Or he was doing the shechita kabbalah ilacha and he had in mind to do the zrika chutz lezmanai chutz lemkoymoi. Or even if he had in mind to do shvich hashirayim, take the remaining dan that's left over after the zrika and pour it down the aside, but it was going to be chutz lezmanai. The halacha is that if the kohen had a machshava to do either the haktara, the achilas basa, the zriko, the shvicha shirayim, chutz lezmanai, chutz lemkoymoi, while he was doing one of the avodas adam, shechita kabbalah ilacha, zriko, the carbon is going to be pasul. Now there is a difference between having a machshava to do it chutz lezmanai and having a machshava to do it chutz lemkoymoi. If the machshava was to do it chutz lezmanai, it's more chamor. It's the real pigol. Now halacha is if somebody would eat the basa from that carbon, he'd be chayiv karas. It's like eating chametz on Pesach. It's like eating on Yom Kippur. Very, very chamor. If the machshava that he had was to do with chutz lemkoymoi, it's not as chum. The carbon's going to be possible, but at the same time, it's not going to be as chum. In some sugis and shas, pigol is a more inclusive term. It means both the machshav of chutz lezmanai and chutz lemkoymoi. In other sugis and shas, pigol only means chutz lezmanai. It doesn't mean chutz lemkoymoi. But beinenu, when we use the word pigol, it means either chutz lezmanai, chutz lemkoymoi, more technically. So that really depends on the sugya that we're learning. On that note, zokta hilge mishnah shachtoi shaloi la'ichlov, if the koye or shechita really doesn't have to be done by a kohen. So whoever was shechting the carbon pesach, when he did the shechita, he had in mind that someone that can't eat from the carbon pesach should eat from the carbon pesach. Or shaloi lemnuya, if he had in mind that someone that was never counted as a member of this carbon pesach, he didn't quote unquote RSVP should eat it. La Raven, he had in mind that an oral should eat from the carbon pesach. Litmei, he had in mind that someone that's tamei should eat from the carbon pesach. The din is pasul. The carbon is going to be pasul, like we mentioned very elaborately in the introduction. What if the person that checked the carbon pesach had in mind that 10 people should eat from the carbon pesach? 5 of them are oichlov, and 5 of them are shaloi laichlov, or lemnuya v'shaloi lemnuya. Again, he had in mind 10 people. 5 of them are RSVP, they were members of this carbon pesach. The other 5 were not. Lemulim v'lai reilim. Again, 10 people, 5 of them are gemalit, and the other ones were areilim. Litmei v'latayim. The halacha is kosher. And this is in contrast, as we saw in yesterday's daf, to the previous Mishnah that said that there's a halacha that a machshava shaloi l'shma passels the carbon pesach. What if you had in mind lishma and shaloi lishma? There too, it's going to be pasul. So when it comes to shaloi lishma, pasul. Lishma v'shaloi lishma, oichik pasul. As it comes to shaloi la'oichla v'shaloi lemnuyav, la'arela v'letmeim pasul. What if you had in mind the good machshava and the bad machshava? La'oichla v'shaloi la'oichla v'nuyav v'shaloi lemnuyav, l'mula v'la'arela v'tayim v'tahayim. Over here, it's going to be kosher. Shachtu k'enim chatzois. If someone shechted the carbon pesach before chatzois pasul, mishum shenema bein arbaim. It's not the right zman. So shechting the carbon pesach before chatzois on erev pesach is like lighting the menorah in Chodesh Shvat. It's just not the right zman. Naturally, it's going to be possible. Shachtei koydim l'tamid. If the carbon pesach was brought after chatzos, meaning it was brought bein arbaim, however, before the tamid shall bein arbaim. So we saw in the beginning of the parak that even though the tamid shel bein arbaim was the last carbon that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, oleo hashlim kol karbonos, but at the same time, the carbon pesach came afterwards. Yuuchar davar shenemar. But erev ubein arbaim ledava shloi nemer by elo bein arbaim bovat. So what happens b'diyevet? If you went and you shechted the carbon pesach before the carbon tamid, so the halacha is it's kosher. Meaning, like atchila, you weren't supposed to do that. But b'diyevet, it's okay. Ubovat she achem and maris b'damei ad she yizari katamid. However, even if you made a mistake with the shechita, it doesn't mean you write the whole thing off and say, you know what? Okay, no problem. It's kosher b'diyevet. Let's just be makrib the whole Pesach. No. What you should do is you should then, after the shechit of the carbon Pesach, do the shchit on the of the carbon tamid, do the kabbalah halacha and zrika, and then after this, you do the zrika of the carbon pesach. The problem is, at some point, the blood is going to start to congeal, and it's not going to be royal zrika anymore. So the Mishnah gives us an etzah toifa. The Mishnah says it should be somebody who's memaris bedamoy of the avoda of kippur fame. He should be mishing the dam, make sure that it remains liquid. So like this, you'll be able to do the v'imniz, right? What if you even did the zrika of the carbon pesach before you did the shchita or the zrika of the carbon tamid? Halach is kosher, but the evidence is going to be kosher. This is an important halach, an important postscript to some of the gemaras that we saw in the beginning of the parak, that even though the katchila, the carbon pesach was brought after the tamid shel bein arba'im, but it's only the katchila. B'di'eved, if it was brought before the tamid shel bein arba'im, the halach is it's going to be okay. So the Mishnah is discussing different machshavos that disqualify a carbon pesach. Shachtoi shaloi lo'eichlov, v'shaloi lo'menuyov, la'rei l'envilatmein. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, and Ketzat shaloi lo'eichlov. What does shaloi lo'eichlov mean? I mean, what's an example of a shaloi lo'eichlov? L'shum chayla, l'shum zakein. Someone that's a chayla is a zakein. So there's nothing wrong with him, but practically speaking, he just can't eat from the carbon pesach. What's an example of shaloi lemnuyev? Nimnu olav chabura zu, v'shachle l'shem chabura acheres. So if chabura A came together and they signed up, they're going to be makriv this particular sheep as their carbon pesach. And then when the carbon pesach was brought, the kohen that was doing the avoda, he had in mind chabura B. So instead of having in mind chabura A, he had in mind chabura B, even though everybody in chabura B is okay. No chayla, no zakein, no arele, no tmeim. The point is, it's the wrong chabura. It's shaloyla menuya, but that in and of itself is going to be a problem. Notice the brisa doesn't explain la arele and vila tmeim, because that's straightforward. An arele is someone that's not kamalit, and a tamei is someone that's tamei. Now the truth is, as much as arele is straightforward, there is raid in the world of arele, because arele usually means someone that chose not to have bris milah. But in the context of Kachin and Shruma, the whole Perek and Shas called Perek Ha'aro, in Mesechtis Yevamis, means also someone that, because of Halacha, is not Gemalit. So for example, if a woman gives birth to two boys, according to Rebbe, three according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, they all had Bris Milah, and Lo Yaleinu, they died. So the Halacha is, you're not allowed to do Bris Milah on the next child, because there's a Chazaka that this woman's children are dying Machmas Milah, and as a result, you can't do Bris Milah. Here's a Chiddush. That child right now could be, is not going to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. What do you mean? It's his fault? He's an Oynes, Rachman Apatre. But at the end of the day, he's an Oral. So this is a discussion, Rashi and Rebbe and Rutam, in the beginning of Perek Oral, the Mesechtis Yevamis, Ve'ein Kan Mekoymei Laharuch. What's the source to the halacha of the Mishnah? What was the halacha of the Mishnah? A tremendous chiddush in Kachin. And that is, you're doing the shechita of the carbon pesach, and you had a machshava, shaloi la'eichlov, shaloi la'menuyov, la'arelov, la'tmeim. The halacha is, the carbon is going to be pasul. We need a source for this. Says the Gemara, it's learned out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, in the context of the carbon pesach, just reading the whole pasuk, v'mimet habayis miyois miseh. So the Torah says that the way the carbon pesach was brought was that a family, a group of people was supposed to come together. Dabar, on the 10th day of the month, this was one of the special halachas of Pesach Mitzrayim. Every family should come together and they should buy a sheep, and this is what's going to be brought as the Karban Pesach. Says the pasuk, in the event that there aren't enough people to eat the seh, meaning you're going to have leftovers, and that's a bad thing, because that's nicer in Kachem. You can't have leftovers. That's what you should do is you should call your neighbors, the michsas nefashis, you should count all the people, ish lefi achloi, tachayso al aseh, and depending on how many eaters there are, that's how many people you're going to count onto this set. The Torah uses the word b'michsas. You should count. Malamed, we learn from here. She'ina pesach nishchat elo l'menuyev. That there's a din that in order to partake in a carbon pesach, you have to be one of the menuyim. You would have to have been counted. Again, what's the makar? B'michsas. What does b'michsas mean? To count. That's literally what the word means. So you see from there very clearly that there's an idea that you have to be counted, or what we would refer to as RSVP. I would think that in the event that if the shechita was done with the machshava shaloi lemnuyav, it should be like you were over ala mitzvah, but the kasher, it should be kasher, tamaloimav bin michsois. It says in the Torah once bin michsois, and then it says again, tachoiso, it's in tzveitin mo, And from the fact that the Torah said it twice, we know that this is something that's Leikuvin. This is also based on a halacha gedoyla in Kachin, and that is Shina Hakasav La'akev. That anytime it says something in Kachin once, it means it's a good thing. It's Likatchilo. If it says it Tzimtzveitimo, it means it's even La'akev. So it says the Braisa, so you want to know why if you would Shech, the Karban Pesach, Shinloi Lemnuyev, it would be possible. Not only would you be mevatel a mitzvah, but b'di'evit would be possible, because it doesn't just say the idea menuyev once, it says it twice. It says b'michsas nefashis, that's the first time, and then it says t'chayso ha'aseh, that's the second time. Now, the truth is, the Braisa is going to go weiter, and it's going to mention another Tana, but we need to insert a little bit here, because really, the Braisa is leaving us hanging, and Rashi on Amid Beis explains exactly what's going on. Because this pasuk that the Gemara just quoted teaches us what? That there's an idea that in order to partake in a Karban Pesach, you have to be one of the members of the Karban Pesach. Very nice. And doesn't just say it once, it says it twice. Hakos of Shina Olav La'akev, which means that it's something that's mi'akev in Hilchas Karban Pesach. Gevaldik. That wasn't the halacha of the Mishnah. Mishnah said a much bigger chiddush. The Mishnah said that if the Kohen was doing the Shechita, and he had in mind at the time of the Shechita, that the Basa is going to be eaten Shaloi L'shom Menuyav, that's the reason that it should be possible. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? All the Pasuk says is that there's an idea of Menuyav, and it says it twice, which means it's even Ma'akid. Okay, that's not teretz to minohani mili of the halacha of the Mishnah. Had the Mishnah told us the halacha that you need minuyin, minohani mili, how do you know you need minuyin? Oh, it says b'michsas, t'chaisu, it says it twice, so you have the halacha. But that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said more than that. It's implied from the Mishnah there's a problem of shaloi l'mnuyim. But the Mishnah is saying a much bigger chiddush, that if you would do the shechita, shaloi l'mnuyim, meaning minuyim ended up eating from it. But the shechita was done with a bad machshava. Who said that's a machshava hapiselis? Machshava hapiselis is not something that's very inclusive. So mehechitesi, this would be a machshava that would passel. So Rashi and Amid Beis explains, and Rashi says, really, the teretz is two psukim later. Because this is Parashas Bo'i, Perek Yibbeis, Pasuk Dal. Pasuk Vav, v'hoyu lechem v'mishmeres adar ba'as v'yem l'chodesh hazem, v'shochatu oisnei kol kahal adas Yisrael bein ravayim. And it's from the smichos between the halacha b'michsas tochoisnu and v'shochatu oisnei, we learn that b'shach shechita you already have to be thinking l'mnuyav. And if you had a machshava shaloi l'mnuyav at the time of the shechita, that's going to be a problem. So that's really the rest of the story, and that is the hezber of where we see in this pasuk a makar to the psul of shaloi l'mnuyav. Rabbi had a different makar. Loshen sursihu. He said the word tachaisu, ironically, doesn't mean count. It says in this pasuk b'michsas, and it says tachaisu. So you would think that the two words mean the same thing. And that's the way the Targum and Unkelis teaches it. But Rebbe says it actually means two different things. B'michsas means the count. Tachoisu is a Lashon Sursi. Rashi says it's Aramish. Ka'adam sha'ayim l'chaveiroi. And what does it mean in Aramaic? It's like somebody that tells his friend, Koisli klezeh, shech this animal for me. Oh, so if that's the case, so here it's before in the Pasuk. Tachoisu alaseh, referring back to b'michsas nefashas, and that's telling me that the shechita has to be done l'shom menuyav. So in Rebbe's Makar, it's beforeish. How I see that there's an idea of a machshava shaloi l'shom menuyav in the Shechita. It was in the Tana Kamis Makar that we needed a little bit of help. Ashkin on Shaloi L'Menuyev. The Gemara says, okay, so we have a Makar over here to Shaloi L'Menuyev. Not just that we have a Makar that if you do the Shechita, Shaloi L'Menuyev, the carbon is going to be possible. Shaloi L'Eichlav Minolan. What's the Makar to Shaloi L'Eichlav? A Makra Ish Lefi Eichloi Tachaisu. It says Achloi and then it says Tachaisu. Whether Tachaisu means Menuyev, whether Tachaisu means Shechita, L'Shum Menuyev, the way Rabbi learns, but Iskish Eichlav L'Menuyev. Bottom line is the Hekish between Eichlav and Menuyev. And once I see from this Pasuk, a Machshav Shaloi L'Shum Menuyev is going to be a problem, so too I know Machshava Shalei L'Shom Eichlav is going to be a problem as well. Okay, so we mentioned that the Machshavas HaPoistlois in our Mishnah, Shalei L'Eichlav, Shalei L'Mnuyav, L'Arein, L'Tmeim, only disqualify the carbon if you had the Machshava at the time of the Shechita. However, if you had it at the time of the Kabbalah, the time of the Halacha of the Zrika, then it's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, Shachtoi L'Mulin, what would be if the Kayin did the Shechita L'Mulin? However, he had in mind Al-Menasche Yischapru Bayarelim Bezrika. That at the time he's going to do the Zrika, that he wants that Zrika should be L'Shom Arel. So right now he's doing the Shechita. And at the time he was doing the Shechita, he got it 100% right. He had in mind that Mulin, only people that are supposed to eat it are going to eat it. However, he had a bad machshava. He had a bad thought. He said that when I do the Zrika, I want that Zrika should be L'shom Arela. So he's having a machshava about what he wants the Zrika to do, but he's hemming it at the time of the shechita. Rav Chisdam Apostle, Rabba Amar Kasha. Rav Chisdam Apostle, Rav Chisdam said it's possible, Yesh Machsheves Harelim Bezrika. That's a problem. Rabba Amar Kasha, Ein Machsheves Harelim Bezrika. And just to be clear, if you would have the Machshav at the time of the Zrika, we're not having this conversation. It's not a problem. Because the psul of Shalilashim, Oichlov, Menuyav, Harelim, Tmeim, it's only B'Shah Shechita. Here he had it B'Shah Shechita. But it's not your textbook example of Machshava B'Shah Shechita. Because the classic example is where you did it B'Shah Shechita, and you're thinking in terms of the Shechita. Here you said, no, I want the Shechita to be for Mulin. It's an interesting Machshava. However, I'm going to do the Zrika eventually, and when I do the Zrika, I want the Zrika to be for Mulin, for Reilim. And that's the question. Do you say that being that the Machshava happened B'Shah the Shechita, oh, you had a Machshava, L'Shem HaReilim B'Shah Shechita, so you're done? Or do you say, no, it's true, I had a B'Shah Shechita, but it wasn't a Machshava that the Shechita should be for HaReilim, it was a Machshava that Zrika is going to be for HaReilim. And being that Zrika, I'm allowed to be Mechash L'Shem HaReilim, so maybe even if I had the physical Machshava at the time of the Shechita, it's still going to be okay. So again, it's a Machloikis from Rav Chisda and Rabba. Rav Chisda said Pasul, Rabba said Kosher, and this Machloikis is going to be Malavos to the end of the daf and into tomorrow's daf. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabba that said Kosher, Samino Aminulo. How do I know that it's okay? Again, how do I know that if you shechted the Karban Pesach L'Shem Mulin, but while you did the Shechita, you had in mind that you're going to do this Zrika L'Shem HaReilim? Now, Loch is okay, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, and the Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa, and that's a little wordy, it's also very sosom. Sosom to the point that the Amiram, I'm going to have to do a little surgery, a little editing to this Braisa, just to understand, Pashup Shat, what's going on. Rabba and Rav Chisda, just to speak out the high level, are each going to edit the Braisa a little differently, and it's because of the way Rabbi and Rav Chisda are going to edit the Braisa that their Shitois will be born. So it's going to come not from a Mefurisha Braisa, but rather from a Chasure Mechzer B'Hachik Tani Ish Braisa, where Rabbi's going to tweak it one way, Rav Chisda is going to tweak it another. Rabbi's going to say, I have a Mefurisha Braisa, the way I learned the Braisa. Chisda says, who said that you're learning the Braisa the right way? Ichab Braisa, the way I learned the Braisa. And then at the end of the day, Rav Ashi is going to say, Rabbi, I don't agree with the way you learned the Braisa. And Rav Chisda, I don't agree with the way you learned the Braisa. And let's come about this from another perspective. Zok to Gemara. So Rabbi said, you know, I mean, how do I know how you learned the Braisa? Yochli, Yofsa b'nei Chabura b'om imay. I would think that in the event that someone had a machshava b'shash chita that the Karban Pesach should be shachut for Areilim. However, he also had in mind that it should be for Mulan. So now we're talking about a regular shchita l'shom Areilim, which the Mishnah said is possible. What would be if you had in mind l'shom Areilim and l'shom Mulan? Now, the Mishnah addressed that. What did the Mishnah say? It's going to be kosher. Okay, but this Braisa is giving us the rest of the story. It's giving us inside access to see how Chazal came about this halacha. So I would have thought that in the event that you had in mind l'shom Areilim or l'shom Mulim, the halacha should be possible v'dinu. And the truth is, you can argue that it should be possible based on a Kal V'Chaimer. What's the Kal V'Chaimer? Hayo v'Arlo Paiselis. Being that Arla is Pasol, meaning L'shom HaReilim is a problem. V'tumma Paiselis. And we know Tumma is Paisel. L'shom Tumma is Paisel. Or even better, if Arl is Paiselis, forget about Machshavan. Arl is not allowed to eat from a Karban Pesach. Arl can't eat from Kachem. A Tum is also not allowed to eat Kachem. So you can argue, Ma Tumma Lei Asaba Mikzas Tumma Kechol Tumma. Af Arla Lei Asaba Mikzas Arla Kechol Arla. Just like by Tumma, the Allah is, if you would have in mind L'shom Tame, it would be a problem. But if you had in mind L'shom Tmeim or L'shom Tahirim, it would be Kasha. By the way, how do we know that? If the price is not sure, if L'shom HaReilim, L'shom Tmeim, L'shom Mulin is Kasha, how do we know that L'shom Tmeim L'shom Tahirim is Kasha? So the Gemara is going to talk about it in tomorrow's daf. That's going to be the opening Kasha in tomorrow's daf. But for now, let's accept that. And that is that by Tumma, if you had in mind Tmeim and Tahirim, it's going to be Kasha. So it makes sense, I'm Reilim and Mulin should also be okay. Maybe you can look at it a little differently. Arlo is a problem when it comes to Kachem. Vizman Paisel. And Zman. What does Zman mean? Machsheves Pigel of Chutz L'Zman. So Zman, Asaba Mixa Zman, Kachol Zman. Just like when it comes to Pigel, you don't have to have in mind to eat all the Basar Chutz L'Zman. Even if you had in mind to eat a little bit of Basar. Rashi says, how little? A Kezayis. That's also a subject of big raid in Kachin. But even if you had in mind to eat just the kizayas of basar, chutz l'zmane, that would be enough. So af arlo, also b'mikzas arlo k'chal arlo. So maybe if you had in mind just that a little bit of the carbon Pesach should be eaten by a Reila, meaning a Reila man, Mulim, maybe that too should be a problem. So the Gemara so says the Brice near the Midaima. So let's see what it's more comparable to. Again, what are we trying to figure out? We're trying to figure out if you had in mind the Mulim and La Reilim, is it going to be okay or is it not going to? On the one hand, you had in mind the Reilim, but then again, you had Mulim. So we said there's really precedent for this, but conflicting precedent. On the one hand, when it comes to Tmeim, Tmeim and Tahirim is kosher. Okay, so maybe Arelim and Mulim should also be kosher. But then again, when it comes to Chutzlis Manoi and not Chutzlis Manoi is possible. So maybe this also shouldn't be possible. So here's the question. The question is Arelim and Mulim more similar to Tmeim and Tahirim? Or is it more similar to Machsheves Pigel? So the Gemara says, I can see it both ways. What's the Shaila? Don in Dovish Einu Noig B'chol HaZvachim, Dovish Einu Noig B'chol HaZvachim. Arelim and Machsheves Harelim is unique to Karban Pesach. Machsheves Tmeim is also unique to Karban Pesach. That sounds like a commonality. Va'al Yoichiach Zeman, and don't tell me Pigol Shenoig B'chol HaZvachim, because that's true by all Karbanos. Maybe look at it if I care. Donan Dovash Lehutam Echlali, Medovash Lehutam Echlali. An Oral is never allowed to eat from a Karban. Never. There's never a Hechatimtza. There's no exception to the rule. Pigol is also always a bad thing. Va'techiach Tumah Shotram Echlali, as opposed to Tumah, which has a major Kula. What's the Kula? Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Tchoyi B'tzibur. If Roiv of Klai Yisrael is Tumah, then all the laws of Tumah go by the wayside. So really, if you want to know if Machsheves Harelim is more similar to Machsheves Tmeim or to Machsheves Pigel, I can argue both sides. I can argue it's more similar to Tmeim because they're both unique to Karban Pesach. I can argue it's more similar to Machsheves Pigel because they're both non-Hutam al-Kalali. Talmud Loimar says the Braisa, and this is the part of the Braisa that Amiram was struggling with, Zois. It says, Vayomer Hashem al-Moshe v'aharim, Zois chukas ha-Pesach, kol ben necher lo yoichaboy. It says, Zois, and from Zois I know what? I know the way you read the Braisa simply is that it's going to be kosher. How do I know that Zeus is telling me it's kosher? Right, this is just learning Braisa's 101. Because the Braisa started, Yochel, I would have thought Yifsoil, Talmud Loimar Zeus, that it's not going to be possible. So the word Zeus basically is teaching me, just from reading the Gemara, that somehow, if I had in mind Lemulin, Vela Reilin, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, my Zeus. What do you see in Zeus? Elam the kula arma pasla miktsasa le pasla. You're going to tell me that Zeus somehow tells me that the only time a machshava l'shum arelim is a problem is if I had in mind that it should all be eaten by arelim. But arelim and mulim, only part of it should be eaten by arelim. It's going to be okay, right? That's what it sounds like the Braisa is saying. But says the Gemara, haimi v'chol arul nafka. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is there's no way Zeus could teach me that in the world of drushes. You're not learning that from Zeus. If anything, if you're looking for a drasha, I'll give you a drasha. It says, a few psukim later, v'chiyagrit choger, v'asa pesach l'ashem, hima loy kol zarcha, v'azirchef l'asoysoy, v'hoyek ezrecha aretz, v'chol are lo yoichaboy. So what does it mean, v'chol are lo yoichaboy? So it sounds like v'chol are, that if you had in mind only arelim, then it's going to be a problem. But if you had in mind only mixas arelim, then it's not going to be okay. But here's the point. The point is, what did the Braisa mean when it said Zeus? The Braisa said Talmud Loim Razois. It didn't mean the punchline of what the Braisa is trying to talk about to prove to me that Mulam and Arelim is going to be okay. Because number one, you don't see it from Zeus, Ayin Rashi. And number two, that I would know, if anything, from the Chol Aral. So if that's the case, what did the Braisa mean when it said Zeus? So this is where the Amiram had to get creative. We had to push to figure out what the Braisa is talking about. El Olav Achim Tani. So said Rab, I'll tell you what the Braisa means. Talmud Loim V'chol Aral. You're right. The right Pearson, the Braisa is what the Maksha thinks. The Makar that Mulam and Teirim is going to be kosher is because it says V'chol Arla. Kula Arla Pasa, Miktsasa Lai Pasa. Only if it's Kula Arla, it's a problem. But Miktsasa Arla is not going to be. V'chi Teimo. But now let's edit the Braisa. The Braisa went weiter. You would have thought Hu Adin Lizriko. The Kula Arma Mio Pasla. You would have thought that the same should be true by Zriko. What does it mean by Zriko? Not if you had the Machshava B'Shah Zriko. We know that. That's for sure not a problem. But you would have thought that if B'Shah Shchita, you had in mind that you're going to do this Zriko, Kula L'Shem Arelim, that only Arelim are going to eat from it, you would have thought it's going to be a problem. Talmud Loimar Zois. That's what Zois is coming to teach me. B'Shchita Hu, the Kula Arla Mi Apostle, Avol Zriko, I feel a Kula Arla, Nami Lo Apostle. It's only by Shchita you have this halacha, not by Zriko. B'Shchita Hema, my Kula the Zriko. You're going to say, why would you think Zriko is different? I said, Rabbi, what do you mean? They Machshav is if you had the machshava b'shah zrika, it would be okay. So it makes sense, maybe, that Zois is being made, that if you had the machshava about zrika, b'shah shchita, it's also going to be okay. So Rabbi said, You want to know what my makar is? It's a mefurish of Raisa. Now, it's anything but a mefurish of Raisa. The Raisa is discussing a machshava of mulim and arelim, and it seems to learn it out from Zeus coming to teach me that it's kosher, the halacha that we saw in the Mishnah. But being that Zeus doesn't seem to be in a makar, so it sounds like the word Zeus is teaching me something else. V'chol aral is what teaches me mulim and arelim is going to be kosher. What is Zeus teaching me? That the only time you have a machshava arelim is b'shah, shchita, not b'shah. What does it mean, not b'shah zrika? We know not b'shah zrika. Tachoysu al aseh. It's only b'shash shchita. Now you're right. At the point of shaloi b'shash, there has to be b'shash shchita, not b'shash zrika. Is that even if you had the machshav about the zrika, b'shash the shchita, even then it's going to be okay. So again, it's not a mefurish b'raisa, but this will drop. Rav Chizda said, just so happens that my makar to my halacha. What's Rav Chizda's halacha? The opposite. That if you have a machshav about the zrika at the time of the shechita, it's going to be a problem, is literally from the same exact brisa. I was bothered with the same thing you were bothered with, Rabbi. I knew something's fishy about the brisa. We have to make an edit. I edited it, I cared from you. Dr. Chizda, here's the magic word, Adarabu. The same brisa, but le'idach gisa. What does it mean, le'idach gisa? Tamalem v'chal ar. Meaning, I agree with you that the makar, that the only time it's a problem is if you had the machshava, that it should be kulul la'relim, but little lemul lemul la'relim is going to be okay. And it's not learned out from Zeis, because what does Zeis teach me? Rather, it's learned out from v'chal arul, kula arul pasam iksas alay pasam. Avo zrika, however, zrika. Zoyus is Mamai Zrika, and you know what the halacha is going to be by Zrika. I feel a miktsas and nami pasla. Even miktsas is going to be pasla. The Brisa brought b'chol aral, and that's the makar that miktsas mulin miktsas arelim b'shashchit is going to be kasha. The Brisa also brought Zoyus to teach me another halacha. What's the other halacha? According to Rabba, the other halacha is shchita b'shas Zrika is not a problem. Chizda said ad Rabba le'idach gisa shchita b'shas Zrika is even worse. It's going to be even worse. If you're going to tell me who adin lazrika ad ika kula arlo loy pasal tamalim azois. Meaning, how do you know zrika is worse? I learned it from Zeus. Shchitu the miksasa loy pasal. Avol zrika filim miksasa pasal. The chitema. Here's the punchline. My chumra the zrika. Why would you think that zrika is more chumra? At the end of the day, what's the svara to say that zrika is more chumra? Says the Gemara. The loy mikva pigal ela bezrika. Because one of the halachas of pigal is that in order for a carbon to become pigal, in order for the carbon to be pigal with a machshava chutz lizmanoi, that it should be a chi of karis, it needs that you should have done the Shechit Kabbalah Lach and Zrika. And that means that there's a certain prominence to Zrika in the world of Kachan, which is obvious, of course. But the Zrika is the punchline of the whole Avoida. But the point is that Zrika is for sure more Chama than Shechita. So said Rav Chizda, that even though it's true when it comes to the Machshava of Shleilu Shem, Oichelav Shleilam, Nuyav La'arenav L'tmei, we have a drasha that says only B'Shah Shechita, not B'Shah Zrika. That's true. That's because we have a drasha. But at the same time, if b'shash shchita you had the machshava, it's actually more chamor if you had it about the zrika than if you had it about the shchita. Why? Because zrika is more chamor. It's true there's a chiddush that says that when it comes to these machshavas, it has to be b'shash shchita. Emes. But b'shash shchita, it's more chamor if you had it about the zrika than if you had it about the shchita. How do I know it? From Zeus. What do you mean, Zeus? Zeus, only b'shash shchita for the shchita is mulam and tehe. And I rail him okay. But b'shash shchita for the zrika over there, mulin, and I rail him is going to be pasul. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Rav Chizda argued, shachtoi l'mulin al minas she yischapru boy a railim bezrika. What's the halacha? Rav Chizda said pasul, Rabbi said kosher, v'shneim loy lamdua, elam mikra echad. Right? They both learned it from the same pasuk. Zois, which is part of a braisa that at face value is very hard to read. As a result, it was Machlokes Rav of Chizda, how exactly you have to edit the Braisa, and they each edited it to teach their respective position. Says the Gemara, Maska Flor Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asked the Kasha, he said, I don't understand either one of these opinions. Meaning, the whole Rabbah and the whole Rav Chizda, based on the way the Gemara just explained it, which seemed to be predicated on the Drasha of Zeus. Now, when we read the Braisa seemed to say that Zeus is coming to teach me that if you had a machshava b'shash shchita for the shchita, not exclusively for arelim, but arelim and mulin, the halacha is it's going to be kosher. Exclusively la'arelim, it's going to be possible. That's shaloi l'shom oichlov. But if you had in mind la'arelim and la'mulin, in that case, it's going to be kosher. The problem is Zeus didn't seem to work. Number one, and number two, the Gemara said haimi v'chol oral nafka. I know that from somewhere else anyways. It says v'chal aral. And what does v'chal aral mean? in Ganzen for an Oral. Meaning if it's 100% exclusive a Machshava for an Oral, that's the only time you have that Halacha. So it's because of that, the Amiram said it's true. Really, V'chol Oral teaches me the point of the Braisa. Zois is a secondary point. It's coming to teach me that Zrika is different. In what way? According to Rab, it's more Kuladig. Because you see, when it comes to these machshavas, Zrika is more kuladig. Koin to Rav Chizda Fakert. Zrika is more kuladig when you have it, b'shaz Zrika. But b'shaz Shrita for the Zrika, it's actually going to be more chav. But Maskar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, I disagree with the whole premise. We might have a chalorul kula mashma. How do you know the chalorul is the makar of the braisa? Because you're assuming the chalorul means in Gansen for the oral. So that's probably what the braisa meant as its makar to the halacha that mulim and arelim is going to be okay. Dilma, maybe no. Hai the chalorul mashma called the huarla. Maybe from the word chalorul, I would have thought, as long as you had in mind a koldu of an oral, 10 people, one of them is an oral, it's already a problem. Kasav Rachmana Zois, and maybe if I care, maybe Zois is coming to teach me, Ad Ika Kula Arla, Loi Pasla, that unless it was Kula Arla, it's not going to be Pasla, Loi Shnab Shchita, Loi Shnab Zrika, but Shchita and Zrika are the same. Point is that the whole premise of Rabban of Chizda learning anything from this Braisa is V'chol Arl is what teaches me Kula Arelin. In terms of then Zois, it must be teaching me another halacha, either Rabba or Rav Chizda, Markidus and Markidus. But if we lose V'chol Arul, then Rav Ashi says we're forced to learn the Braisa of Kibshutai. And somehow Zois ends up being, even though Rashi doesn't like it in the beginning of the Sugya, but that somehow has to be the Makar. Point is, if that's the Makar, we have no Makar to Rabba, we have no Makar to Rav Chizda. So what's going on over here? How do we explain the Machlaikis Rabba and Rav Chizda? Oh, Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said Rav Chizda, V'Rabba, Bahai, Kurokom, Miflegit. Really, Machlaikis Rabba and Rav Chizda is discussing something else. Again, the Pasha Pshat in the Machlaikis was where somebody did a Shchita, Lemulin, good shchita, but it was amanasha yischapru by arelim azrika. You had in mind that at the time you're going to do this rika, you're going to have in mind arelim. And it sounded like the core of the issue is when you have a machshav l'shum arelim, well, l'shum any one of these psulim, at the time of the shchita, but that you're going to do this rika with the bad machshav. Is that a problem or is that not a problem? Rav Ashi is going to make a little bit of a revolution in the machlekes Rab and Rav Chizda. That is really, they were arguing about a different machlekes. It says in the Torah, v'nirtzaloi l'chaper olav. And we learn from there, olav v'loy al chaveira. This is the makar ter halacha of shinui bailam. So one of the machshavai shaloi l'shma that a kohen could have is if he has in mind the wrong bailam. Kohen's bringing Ruven's chatas and he has in mind Shimon. The halacha is, it causes problems. Kol hazvachim, with the exception of Pesach and Chatas, is loy kosher, but loy olu bayim l'shem chayvu. When it comes to Pesach and Chatas, it's even going to be possible. Rabbi Sava, Rabbi held, chaveir dum yadidei, that the only time you can have a machshav of shinu bailim, and this is also zvachim 101, is if that other bailim was similar to this bailim. Meaning, Ruvain has to bring a carbon chatas, and Shimon has to bring a carbon chatas. The Kohen is bringing Reuven's chatas, but he has in mind Shimon's chatas. That's Shinu Bailam. You know why? Because Shimon and Reuven both have to bring a chatas. So it's Chaveru Domididei. It's Mein Yona. As opposed to if Reuven has to bring a Chamer chatas, Shimon doesn't have to bring a Chamer chatas. Shimon never did an aver in his life, not even b'shoiking. Oh, so if Shimon doesn't have to bring a carbon chatos, then that wouldn't be a machshava of Shinu Bailam. Because it has to be benirtzloi l'chaper olav v'loyal chaveroi, and chaveroi dum yudidei. Okay, so if that's the case, mahu de bar kaporo, av chaveroi de bar kaporo. So the only time you can have a Shinu Bailam is if that other guy that the Kohen wasn't supposed to be thinking about when he brought the carbon, needed the kaparo. Lafuke hai oro, the lav bar kaparo. So you want to know why shachtoi lemulim al menashe yischapru by arelim bezrika is going to be okay? Because what should be the problem? The fact that you had in mind the oro, and this is an important insert, was not really part of this carbon pesach. You know why he wasn't part of his Karm Pesach? Because he's not allowed to be part of the Karm Pesach. So presumably he was Shaloy Lemnuyev. If he was Shaloy Lemnuyev, so he has no Shaychus to this Pesach. If he has no Shaychus to this Pesach, so there's no reason that a Machshava B'Shashchita to do the Zrika for Yenim, who has no Shaychus to this Karm Pesach, should be a problem. We'll understand it better when we see Rav Chizda. For Rav Chizda, here's the punchline. You saw the Hay Oral Nami, Kivin the Bar Chiyuvahu, being that the Oral at the end of the day is the Bar Chiyuvah, Bar Kaparuhu. See, he is viewed as a Bar Kapara, not with a Kuf, a Bar Kapara with a Kuf. Hayul Dibay Masak Nafshe, because if he wanted to do Bris Mila, he could do Bris Mila. So we look at him then as someone that technically has a Shaychus to the Karm Pesach. What's the point? The point is the reason Rav Chizda holds pasul is not because of this abstract machshava of shaloi l'shum arelim, which you had at the time of the shechita for the zrika mechash v'me'avoid. No, there's nothing to do with that. It's Shinu Bailam 101. You want to know why it's a problem? It's because it's Shinu Bailam. What's Shinu Bailam? Let's chazer this again. Spoke about this yesterday in the introduction. But let's chazer it again. Shinu Ba'ilam is when you had in mind, b'shash shchita, kabbalo ilacha, to do an avoida, and when you do the zrika, you're going to have in mind that the zrika should be done for the wrong Ba'ilam. Shinu Ba'ilam always involves the zrika. If you do a shchita for the wrong Ba'ilam, that's not Shinu Ba'ilam. Shinu Ba'ilam is you always have to be thinking zrika, and you always have to be thinking that the zrika is going to be done for the wrong Ba'ilam. The reason Rav Chizah has a problem with Shachta Lemulim Amanashi is Chapru Bayareilim Zrika is because the Aro was Shaloilim Nuyav as Nishkain Ba'ilam. So if that's the case, it's a Shinu Ba'ilam. Rabbi knows it's a Shinu Ba'ilam, but Rabbi says it's not a problem because Chaveru Dum Yedideh. And Ma. Who the bar kaparo? Af chaveru the bar kaparo. The only time you could have a shinu ba'ilam is if you're bar kaparo. If it's shaloi lemnu, you're not a bar kaparo. It's not going to be an issue. What is Rav Chizda hold? He is a bar kaparo. Now let me ask you a question. Who's right? Rabbi Rav Chizda. Rabbi's right. He's not a bar kaparo. He doesn't have a. He's an oral. He's not part of a carbon pesach. He's not allowed to be part of a carbon pesach. So l'chayre he has no shaychus to carbon pesach. Rav Chizda knew that, and Rav Chizda addressed it with one word, and it's going to segue us to the next Gemara. Rav Chizda said, "Hay Aron Nami, Kivan the Bar Chiyuvahu, being that Be'etzim, he really has a chiyuv to bring a carbon pesach. Bar Kaparo, he is a Bar Kaparo. Why? Hayol, it's in brackets, but it's the main word. We have to take it out of brackets fast. Ni'ibayim Misachin Nafshe. It's all about Hayol, because if he wanted to give himself a brismila, he could have given himself a brismila. Rav Chizda holds of Hayol." And because Rav Chizda holds of Hayo, we look at him as a bar kapara. So if that's the case, it is a shinu ba'ilam, and that's why it's going to be a problem. So you know what really came out from this Gemara that we just learned? Rabbi doesn't hold of Hayo, and Rav Chizda holds of Hayo. Freit the Gemara, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Me isn't the Rav Chizda Hayo? Rav Chizda holds of Hayo, and insert. And Rabbi doesn't hold of Hayo, but Yitmaro. If me yantav l'chayo. If somebody bakes on yantav l'chayo. Now, baking is one of the lamites malachas, but at the same time, it's a malachas achal nefesh, which means you're allowed to do it on yantav. But it also means you're only allowed to do it on yantav on behalf of yantav. But if you do it on yantav, not on behalf of yantav, it's going to be a problem. So here's the question. If someone's oifa me yantav, on yantav he bakes, but he has a mind that he's going to eat it on Isruchak. Rav Chizda amal like, Rav Chizda says he get malchus. Rabbi amene like, Rabbi says you don't get malchus. Rabbi amene like, Rabbi says you don't get malchus. What do you mean? Right now you violated one of the malachas yantav. And you didn't have a mind as Oichel Nefesh. I'm Rinon Hoyel, not as a Svar of Hoyel. Imiklile, Archin, Chazile. What would be if guests would show up? So you would feed it to the guests. Hashanami Chazile. So Loy Laki. So we look at it as if it's Chazile, you don't get mangas. Rav Chizda amal like, Rav Chizda says you do get mangas. Loyam Rinon Hoyel. Rav Chizda doesn't hold of Loyel. So what do we have here? Literally, Rabbi and Rav Chizda are taking the inverse positions of Rabbi and Rav Chizda throughout Shas. Throughout Shas, Hayo, Hayfa Miyantav L'chol, Rabbi is the one that holds of Hayo, Rav Chizda doesn't hold of Hayo. And he was saying, if I get, Rabbi says that if you have in mind someone that's an Oral, he's viewed as not having any Shaychis to the Karban Pesach, it's not a Machshav of Shinu Ba'ilam. Rav Chizda says, no, we look at him as having Shaychis, Hayo, you could always do Bris Milo. So Gemara says, like, Bishlam, the Rabbi, the Kasha, the steer of Rabbi, I don't think is a problem. Hacham Mechusa Maisa, Hacham Le Mechusa Maisa. Over here, right now, he's not right to the carbon pesach. What could he do? What's the hayl? He could do bris milah. That's mechusa maisa. As opposed to guests showing up, that's not called mechusa maisa. Elad Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda kasha. But what about the steer in Rav Chizda? Here, Rav Chizda says hayl, even for a maisa, as opposed to by guests, where he doesn't say hayl, amri, so you have to say, ki lesa the Rav Chizda hayl, kula. The chumra is true, Rav Chizda doesn't hold of hayl. But Rav Chizda only doesn't hold of hayl as it relates to lakula. Ha'oifim yantav l'chayl. You don't want to get Malkis? Why, Hayo? You're going to chapech. Because Lekula, we're not going to say Hayo. However, over here, Lechumra, to say that the carbon's going to be pasul, say, hey, yeah, Shinu Ba'ilam. Why? Because of Hayo, this Arul could always make himself Gemalit? That we're going to say. So Lechumra Rav Chizda always says Hayo. This is the rest of the story of the Gemara that we learned on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis in the Sugi of Hayo. So we had to wait 15 Dafin to see the host. And that is, even though Rav Chizda is the one that holds of, Rabbi is the one that holds of Hayo, sometimes he doesn't hold of Hayo, where it's Mechus or Maisa. And even though Rav Chizda does not hold of Hayo, it's only Lekula that he doesn't hold of Hayo. But Lechumra, even Rav Chizda holds of Hayo. So we're going to revisit this second part of the daf in tomorrow's daf, but for now we're going to exhale and just speak out one hora. So the truth is that we've been going through these gemaras very quickly. We do what we do. But we glossed over a very important taisvis. A taisvis that has shas implications, that's really foundational in terms of a lot of the raid and a lot of the lumdis that comes up in big sugyas ashas. And I thought that it's worth going backwards and revisiting the sugya on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara was discussing the halacha of Oleo Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, which states that Just like the Tamid Shal Shachar was the first carbon that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim was the last carbon that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, Oleo, on the Tamid Shal Shachar, Hashlim Kol HaKarbonos Kulan. So after you bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, you have to bring all the Karbonos. Meaning, as opposed to bringing a carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So there's an Isser Aseh to bring a carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. But we saw on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph that there are exceptions. Very few exceptions, but there are exceptions. Number one, the carbon Pesach. Yeuchar davar shenemar by be'erev abeinu arbayim, ledavar shenemar nemar by be'erev, el abeinu arbayim, levat. The carbon Pesach was brought after the Tamid Shal Beinu Arbayim. Another exception is, the Gemara brought a b'raisa, a machloikis Tanakama, and Rabbi Shmuel b'noishel Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Tanakama said, what would be if somebody was Tamid? And it's Erev Pesach. And in order for him to be tar, he has to bring a carbon. He's a mechusa kippurim. He's a mitzayra. He's a zav. He needs to bring a carbon in order for him to become tahar. And he forgot to bring the carbon. And they already were makriv the tamid shel beinu harbayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Tanakami, he could bring his carbon, even though he's going to violate an asay, because oleo hashlim kolor karbono is gulan. But at the same time, being that what's at stake over here is his ability to eat from the carbon Pesach, and if he doesn't bring his carbon, he's going to remain tamei b'leil laseder, which meant back in the day he can't partake in the carbon Pesach. That's a very big deal. And the Gemara said, Yovei asei sheyesh by karis, v'yidcha asei sheim by karis. The asei sheyesh by karis, the asei of carbon Pesach, which has and carries with it a oynish of garis, is going to be doicha, the ordinary essay of aleo hashleim kol hakabanes kula. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel b'yechem ben Breika said even a bigger chiddush. Not only a mechusa kippurim erev Pesach is allowed to bring his carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, but any mechusa kippurim, any day of the week, is always allowed to be his carbon. And the Gemara said, I don't understand. My ulme dahay asay, mehay asay. And the Gemara had two pshatim, Rav Chizden, Rav Papa, had explained the shito of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. But the point is that you see in this Gemara two very important ideas. Number one, an asay is not doichen asay. The Gemara said, my ulme dahay asay, mehay asay. Number two, you also see that an asay chamor could be doicha an asay ka. Because the Gemara said that's pashit, that a mechusa kippurim erev Pesach would be allowed to bring his carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Because the asay of Pesach is hinging on this, and that's an asay sheyesh by karis, the yove asay sheyesh by karis, the yidcha asay sheyem by karis. Now, why is this noteworthy? Why are we making a big deal out of this? Because throughout Shas, we know, halacha revacha b'yisrael, that asay is doicha lois asay. The Torah, in Parshas Kiseitze, juxtapose the mitzvah asay of tzitzis and the mitzvah lois asay of shatnes, to teach me that if you have a beggar that has tzitzis on it, but it's shatnes, you can wear the beggar. Because the asay of tzitzis is doicha, the lois asay of shatnes. It's what we know, it's kalayim b'tzitzis, and it's something that underpins kol ha-Torah kula. Asay is doicha lois asay. What about an asay being doich an asay? Can an asay be doich an asay, or can it not be doich an asay? So the truth is, exhibit A for Ishai, let's talk about Daf Nuntai Samen Aleph. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara's Muschel Rishon, as it related to a Mechusik Yipurim bringing his carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, was that if it's a regular asay, the asay of eating kachim, mayom edehay asay, mehay asay, you have no right to say asay doicha asay. Asay won't be doicha asay. As it relates, however, to Erev Pesach, where the asay that would be doicha is an asay sheyesh by karis, or yove asay sheyesh by karis, v'yitcha asay sheyem by karis. So asay is doicha lois asay. We know that. What about an asay being doicha and asay? You don't have to think too far. It's a mefurish gemara. Psachim l'ntesam arala. The answer is asay is not doicha asay. Why? Because my umay dahay asay, mahay asay. But at the same time, if the asay is more chamor, then a say that's chomer could be doich and a say that's not chomer. What's an example of that? Yove a say sheyesh by karis, v'yidcha a say sheyem by karis. The truth is, there's a very parallel Gemara in Mesnechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. We're not going to go through that whole Gemara, but the Gemara over there is discussing again a Metzayra, but from a different context. One of the things that a Metzayra had to do as part of his Taira was he had to bring two birds. He had to bring Shtei Tzipayrim. Here's the Kasha. We know there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, which involves an asay, it involves a lois asay. The Torah says, lois sikach ho'em al abonim. And then there's a mitzvah asay. Shnalech deshalach es ho'em. And there's a sugya in Chulin, Kufmem Aleph Amin Aleph, second to last daf in Masech des Chulin. Chulin ends daf Kufmem Beis. And the Gemara over there discusses what would be if you have a Metzayra that needs to bring a bird as part of his Tahira. And he took the Eimal Habonim. He wasn't supposed to. He was over the Loisaseh of Loisikach Eimal Habonim. But regretfully, that's water under the bridge. That happened already. Right now, he's holding the mother. Here's the question. Should he take this mother, or can he take this mother to Mekayim his mitzvah of Tahiras HaMetzayra, or can he not? So, what's at stake over here? He has a mitzvah of Tahira. But there's also another mitzvah. Shaleach Teshaleach Esoeim Vesabonim Tikachloch. That's a mitzvah that he could be Mekayim right now. So really, there's a question of an Aseh and an Aseh. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, a Tadrosho. And in the context of that sugi, says the Gemara, I don't understand what's the Havamina you could do this. Mayu made the Hayaseh Mehayaseh. What would be the Havamina that you can take a bird, violate the Aseh of Shalech Teshalech Aseh, because you have a mitzvah Aseh of Tairus HaMetzayra. So the Gemara says, no, I'm going to tell you why. The reason is because Sokatai Tchamina Hoyovam Amar Godol Shalom Shemain Ishla Ishtoi Shari Amre Torah Shmoishal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shenichta Bektucha Yimach El Amayim V'Hayim Metzayra Kivin the Kamadol Mitayra Asa B'Tashm Shamito and Metzayra Asa B'Tashm Shamito Shenemar V'Yeshem Mechutz LaHaloi Shevasniyam Im Haloi Zu Ishtoi. So Mao the Tema I would have thought Kivin the Asa B'Tashm Shamito Leisni Aseidi Dei V'Litchi Aseidi Shiluach Hakan Kamash Malon. That's why I had to have a drasha. It's a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says it's true. Really, Asay can't be Doichan Asay. But you would have thought that Aseh of Metzayra, being that it hinges on Shalom Bayis, maybe it's more chomer than the regular Aseh of Shaleach Teshalach Esaim. That's Habanim Tikachoch. So you would have thought that Aseh can be Doichad Aseh. Kamash Malach, Agan Sedrosha. But what do you see again from the Gemara Masech Teshuvim? The same exact thing. If you have a question, one Aseh versus the other Aseh, my Aseh, Mechetesi, Aseh is not Doichad Aseh. If one Aseh, however, is more chomer, in our Sugi it was more chomer because it's Aseh Sheesh Mekaris, in that Sugi it's more chomer because God will Shalom Bayis. Also, if that's the case, now you have a Svara to say Tchiyah. So if you have a svar to say tchiyah, in that case you'll be able to say one more gemara where you find this idea mafurish, and that's another classic gemara. All these gemaras are classic. Brachas naf mem zayin amid beis. The gemara tells a story that Rabbi Eliezer Agadol was once in Beis Medrash, and they were looking for a tzeinta, and they couldn't find anybody. So Rabbi Eliezer said, "You know what? I have an idea." He had an eved kanani. He freed his eved kanani. And by freeing his Eved Kanani became a full-fledged Yid, and now he was able to count as a minyan. Freak the Gemara, how was he able to do that? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kol Meshacher Avdo Over Baseh." He was over an Aseh of Lo'olam Mehem Tavoido. Says the Gemara, mitzvah the Rabbim Shaini. It's true, he violated an Aseh. That Aseh of Lo'olam Mehem Tavoido. But you know why he did it? Because he was doing a bigger Aseh. That Aseh he was doing was Tila V'Tzibur, mitzvah the Rabbim, famous Rosh. Isn't mitzvah the rabbim always a derabbanan? Maybe it was parsha zachar. This is where the Rosh says that parsha zachar is a deraisin. But the point is that there was a bigger assay at stake. One was a mitzvah the rabbim. The other one was a mitzvah the yachid. And even though assay is not doich assay, but a mitzvah the rabbim is doich a mitzvah the yachid. So again, foundational principle number one, and that is assay is not doich assay. Mayu made the hayaseh mehayaseh. Loshen agemarim sochem nun tesam an aleph, and loshen agemarim chulin kuf mem aleph am an aleph. But an aseh chomer is doicha an aseh ka. Where do you see that? Number one, psochim, aseh sheesh by karis can be doicha an aseh sheim by karis. Chulin, the aseh of shalom bayis, the gemara said as far, would be able to be doicha the aseh of shiluach hakan, and brochus mem zayin amadeis. Aseh the rabbim of parsha zachar or tefillah betzibur would have the ability to be doicha and aseh the yachid, the aseh of la'olam behem ta'avoido. The truth is, Tosfos on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph asks a bambakasha. He says, I don't understand what the havamina is that the aseh sheyesh baikaris should have the ability to be doicha the aseh sheim baikaris. Or for that matter, the Gemara Masechta is chulin daf kuf mem aleph amud aleph, and for that matter, the Gemara Masechta is brachas daf mem zayin amud beis. Because one of the basic principles in the world of tchiyah is that the only time an aseh can be doicha lois aseh is if the two things happen simultaneously. So if they happen at the same exact second, at the same exact moment, so then there's a halacha of tchiyah. If, however, you have an aseh doicha lois aseh situation where at 2 o'clock in the afternoon you're going to violate a lois aseh, but don't worry about it. At 4 o'clock you're going to be mekayim an aseh. There's no halacha of aseh doicha lois aseh. The only time you say aseh doicha lois aseh is if the two happen be'idna. But if they don't happen be'idna, they don't happen at the same time, avada is not going to be such a halacha. So Freik Tosfos, I don't understand any one of these sugyas. Let's start with our gemara. Psachim lan tesam and aleph. We're going to let this yid now bring his carbon, which he needs to bring, he's a mechusik kippurim, which is going to violate Aleh Hashem Kol Karbonos. Why? Because tonight, by the Leil HaSeder, he's going to eat the Korban Pesach. That's going to happen in 4 hours from now. It's not Be'idna. How could that say Sheyesh Be'karis of Yachilas Korban Pesach be Doicha Daseh of Hashlomah right now in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara Masech Tzchulin. The Metzora needs to have this bird in order for him to be Mekayim his Tahira. Why? So like this, he'll be Mutta B'tashma Shamita, Gadol Shalom Abayis. Right now, when you keep this bird and you don't throw it away, you already violated Shalech Tashalach HaSayim. Anything that happens after that is already not Be'idna. The Gemara Masech Tzbrachas. Rabbi Eliezer, when he was Meshacher his Eved. Why? So now we could have him with a minion. What do you mean? But right now, you're being over the Aveira. It's not Be'idna. It's a great Tosfos. It's very nice. This is more chomer. This is more kal. And in that instance, aseh is doich and aseh. But at the end of the day, what happened to Be'idna? So Tosfos says a very big chiddush, a very important chiddush, an often quoted chiddush, and that is you have to say the davka beloisa say the chomer be'ina Be'idna. It's davka by a loisa say which is chomer. There you need that it should all happen at the same time. Aval aseh the chomer. That's doich aseh a kal. Bechol inyan it could be doichit. Even if it doesn't happen, it's not going to be a problem. Must be there's a distinction between Aseh being Doich and Aseh, and Aseh being Doich Alois Aseh. Aseh Doich Alois Aseh has to be Be'idna. But as it relates to Aseh being Doich Aseh, there it doesn't have to be Be'idna. And the truth is, with this Teretz of Tosfos, you can answer a few kashas as well. I'm not going to go into it, but just to mention it very quickly. The Gemara says in Zvach and Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, Ein Aseh Doich Alois Aseh Shev Mikdash. It's actually learned out from the Korban Pesach. We're going to get to that. But Aseh is not Doich Alois Aseh Shev Mikdash. So what did the Gemara say? What happened to Ein Aseh Doich Alois Aseh Shev Mikdash? The Teretz is, there's a difference between Aseh Doich Alois Aseh and Aseh being Doich and Aseh. Another kasha that somebody asked in the post game the other day. And that is, that what's the Hamamina you can say Aseh Doich Aseh? L'chura, who's being Mekayim Daseh Shiyesh Bekaris? The Yid, that's a Mechusik Kippurim, when he eats the Karban Pesach tonight. Who's violating the Aseh of Ashlama? The Kohen, that's doing the Avodah. So how could Reuven's Aseh bail out Shimon? Now really, this has to do with the Sugya and Shabbos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, as was accurately pointed out. And if you take a look in Tosfos Shabbos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, he discusses our Sugya. But the point is, again, in the world of Dechia, this would never fly. The Teretz says, Tosfos already was Mechadish, that the Dechia of Aseh Chomer being doich asei kal, it functions differently than an asei doich alois asei. Asei doich alois asei has to be be'idna, in asei doich alois asei shevim mikdosh. Ruven's asei is not going to be doich ha-shem and lois asei. Asei doich asei, that already is going to be different. But I just want to add, and we'll end with this, with one festa kasha. We'll just throw a festa kasha out. And for this kasha, we just need a tiny, tiny, tiny introduction. Very simple. And that is, the halacha is, aseh is doich alois aseh. The halacha also is, that aseh is not doich alois aseh vaseh. Ein aseh doich alois aseh vaseh. Now what's Pashup Shad? Why isn't aseh not doich alois aseh vaseh? Pashup Shad is, and as always mavu in the Rambam in Etlecha Erta, is because aseh doich alois aseh is the pshat, that if I have to do a cost-benefit analysis, I can be mekayim da aseh, but it comes along with a lois assay. Or I can be Shev al Taisa, I won't do the lois assay, but at the same time, I'm going to miss out the assay. The rule is assay is doich lois assay. Somehow, a mitzvah that carries an assay is more chamur than the lois assay, whatever exactly the hezbrin that is. And we say do the assay versus, meaning it's worth paying the invoice of the lois assay if it means you're going to end up getting an assay. Assay and a lois asei vasei, it's a different analysis. Now I have an asei on the one hand, and I have an asei and a lois asei on the other hand. So that cheshbon that I made, yeah, that was when all I had on the two sides of the miznayim, an asei and a lois asei. So the asei tips the scale. Miu kol lois asei shabayilam on one side, and asei on the other side is machriya sakha. But once I have a lois asei vasei, now all of a sudden the numbers, everything starts getting skewed a little bit. So an asei has the ability to be doich lois asei. It's the right cheshbon. Oh, lois aseh vaseh is more chamor. And being that it's more chamor, aseh doesn't have the ability to be doich lois aseh vaseh. The Riva in Tosfos, in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, says a different shot. Which based on the Gemara that we just learned and the segue with this introduction, we can appreciate very much. And that is, you want to know why aseh is not doich lois aseh vaseh? It's not because there's no dechia. It's not because once you have a lois aseh and an aseh together, so now the whole Indian is more chamor, and aseh doesn't have the ability to be doicha there. No. Aseh could be doicha lois aseh, and aseh is going to be doicha the lois aseh when it's a lois aseh vaseh as well. You know what the problem is? Aseh can't be doichan aseh. Because like the Gemara said in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph Amin Aleph, like the Gemara said in our sugya, Psochem Daf Nun Tes Amin Aleph, Kimavur in Brachis Mem Zayin Amin Beis, Ein Aseh Doich Aseh, because my Yom Edehai Aseh Mehai Aseh. So when Aseh doesn't have the ability to be Doich and Aseh, so says the Riva, it's Pasha why Aseh is not Doich Alois Aseh Vaseh. There's no problem with that Lois Aseh. The Lois Aseh is the Zalba Lois Aseh. If Aseh is Doich Alois Aseh, it could be Doich the Lois Aseh component of a Lois Aseh Vaseh. But you know what the problem is? There's an Aseh. And there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of Aseh being Doich and Aseh. And you know what the Shulchan Aruch says? Doesn't work. So the reason Ein Aseh Doich Alois Aseh Vaseh, it's not some festive svar, because now it's Alois Aseh and Aseh, they merge together, they join forces, the Aseh makes the Alois Aseh stronger, right? All these svaras that we've heard over the years, the Riva says, I don't agree with that. There's nothing to do with that. It's pashut, it's basic math. Aseh could be Doich Alois Aseh, yeah. It can't be Doich and Aseh. My Omei Dehai Aseh, my Aseh. So why should it be able to be Doich Alois Aseh Vaseh? Oh, because it can be Doich Alois Aseh, very nice, but it can't be Doich. Said the Riva, my nafkamina, here's the punchline. He says, what would be if somebody violated the halach of Aseh being Doich Alois Aseh Vaseh? He wasn't supposed to. Ein Aseh Doich Alois Aseh Vaseh. He went ahead and he did it. Let's just put a name to the face. Give an example. The halach is Mila Shaloi Bezman is not Doich Yontev. An example. Mila. We're all familiar with mitzvahs Mila. We know what Yontif is, right? Not abstract. Mila's not, is Doicha Yontif, it's Doicha Shabbos. But Mila Shaloi Bezman is not. Says, why not? Let that say of Mila be Doicha Alois Aseh of Yontif. Right, Yontif, if someone does Malach, it's only Alois Aseh. So let that say of Yontif be Doicha Alois. So it's the Gemara. Because in addition to there being Alois Aseh for doing Malach and Yontif, there's also an Aseh, the Aseh of Shabbos. The Ein Aseh Doicha Alois Aseh Vaseh. Said the Riva. You know what the Nafkamina is? What would be if someone went ahead and he did bris milah shaloi bezmanay on Yontif? Would he get malchus or would he not get malchus? If the pshat in Ein Aseh Doicha Lois Nei Vaseh is that there's no tchia, you have the Lois Aseh and Aseh. Nothing was nitcha. So if you have the Lois Aseh and Aseh, you're going to get malchus for being over the Lois Aseh. But said the Rival, the fear what I'm saying, it's going to come out of Gevaldige Chiddush. You know what's going to come out? That the Aseh really was Doicha Lois Aseh. The problem is at the end of the day, you're left with an Aseh. And the Aseh doesn't have the ability to be Doicha Aseh. Because my Omei Dehai Aseh Mehai Aseh. But as it relates to the Lois Aseh, the Aseh was Doicha. So if it was Doicha Lois Aseh, you're not going to get malchus. If the reason Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh is because when that Lois Aseh and Aseh join forces, this union is so powerful that Aseh can't be Doicha. So now if you went ahead and you violated the Lois Aseh Vaseh, you didn't meet the Shaloi Bezmani on Yontif, you're going to get malchus. Because you over the Lois Aseh. What do you mean? Aseh? No, it wasn't Doicha. Ein Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh. But if the reason Ein Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh is not because the Aseh can't even be Doicha Lois Aseh, no, it could be Doicha Lois Aseh. But at the end of the day, I'm left with an Aseh. And if I'm left with an Aseh, my Yom Edehai Aseh Mehai Aseh, all the sukkis that we just learned. So based on that, you won't have a. You won't be over the Lois Aseh. So if you won't be over the Lois Aseh, so at the very least, you're not going to get malchus. So the Rival was Mechadish that if somebody would violate the rule of Ein Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh, at the very least, this Yid would not get malchus. Why did the Rival say it? Ironically, he said it to answer a kasha in the Sugi of Hoyle. Ayin Shum, but not for now. But either way, with this Hakdama, the Noida B'Yehuda had an Edom. His Edom's name was Rabbi Yosef Zalman. He lived in Preshburg. He was a Preshburg Yid. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a big Mechabes Sfarim. And he sent his Shver, a Shailam. And his Kasha was a Kushya Atzuma Ad L'Moed. The Noida B'Yehuda liked this question very much. And he printed it as a postscript, as an addendum to his Shailas Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda Madur Kam. So Shailas Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda Madur Kama was printed during the lifetime of the Noida B'Yehuda. And at the end, there's a little Kuntras Achron. There's like a little postscript. And it begins with a kasha that the Edom of the Noida B'Yehuda asked his Shver. Here was the kasha. We spoke not long ago in the sugya of Matzah Shel Tevel about Mitzvah Abba Baver. What does Mitzvah Abba Baver mean? It means if somebody does a mitzvah, but in order to do the mitzvah, he had to do an Aver. The halach is the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. It's a heis nish gitana mitzvah. According to many Rishonim, even Midday Raisa. Why? Because it's a mitzvah, haba baver. You can't do a mitzvah, haba baver. So we mentioned then, it's worth repeating, that is, how do you reconcile the idea of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh and mitzvah, haba baver? L'chaira, isn't every Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh a mitzvah, haba baver? You have a beged that has shatnez, you want to put it on and say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. I'm doing an aver. It's a mitzvah, haba baver. But the teretz is, not a real kasha, it's bullshit. That to the extent the din is Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, so you didn't do an Aveira. So it's not a problem, mitzvah, baba, Aveira. When do you have mitzvah baba aveira? When there is no aseh doichol lois aseh. In other words, mitzvah baba aveira would start after you exhaust the sugya of aseh doichol lois aseh. Right, so if you want to know if something's a mitzvah baba aveira, before you learn the sugya of mitzvah baba aveira, learn the sugya of aseh doichol lois aseh. Because if this mitzvah that you did al yedei aveira qualifies as an aseh doichol lois aseh, then you're not going to be over the halach of mitzvah baba aveira. Because if the din is aseh is doichol, Zavadi is supposed to go ahead and do the aseh. So when do you have a mitzvah baba aveira? When something is not aseh doichol lois aseh. So really, mitzvah baba aveira begins when the sugya of aseh doichol lois aseh ends. That's Pashat. So the Edom of the Noida Yehuda asked him a bomb kasha on the Riva, a cushy in the floor. He said, I understand the Riva. The Riva said that every time you have an issue of Ein Aseh Doichel Lois Aseh Vaseh, you know what's going on here? Really, the Aseh is being Doichel Lois Aseh. And it's for that reason you wouldn't get Malkus if you did the Lois Aseh. However, you're left with the Aseh. And being that you're left with the Aseh, so at the end of the day, it's a problem and you can't do it because the Aseh can't be Doichet Aseh, like the Gemara says in many places, most notably Psachim Nun Tesem and Aleph. My Ome Dahay Aseh Mehay Aseh. But in terms of the Lois Aseh, the Rivas said you're not going to go. It's the Rivas Chiddush. Because most Rishonim say, of course you would get Malkus. Ein Aseh Doichet Lois Aseh means the Aseh is not Doichet Aseh, the Aseh is also not Doichet Lois Aseh. There's no Tchi at all. But the Rivas said, no, really the Aseh is Doichet Lois Aseh. It's only the Aseh that it can't be Doichet. So the Noid Behud is Eidim, Rabbi Yosef Zalman asked the Shver, he says, Achvashtenish. He says, if you're going to tell me that when you have an aseh being doicha lois aseh vaseh, the aseh can't be doicha the aseh, that means at the end of the day, if you do it, you will have done an aveira. If you did an aveira, that means the mitzvah that you did, because it's also an aseh, is nitkan mitzvah. You know why? Because it's a mitzvah baba aveira. If it's a mitzvah baba aveira, it can't be doicha lois aseh. So you should get malchus. It's a catch 22. So Freik, Rabbi Yosef Zalman, he said, I understand what's going on. How does this work? He says, when is something a mitzvah habab avera to the extent there's no tchiyah? If there's tchiyah, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah habab avera. But over here, we're dealing with a situation where there is no tchiyah. Ein aseh doicha lois aseh vaseh. Why? Because naseh can't be doicha aseh. Okay, at the end of the day, I can't do this. At the end of the day, I can't do it because my umid hay aseh me hay aseh. I have a problem of the aseh not being able to be doichet aseh. So he said, if that's the case, it comes out what I did was a mitzvah baba aveira. So if someone does milah shaloi bismani on Shabbos, a mitzvah baba aveira. Why? Because he had no right to do it. Not because of the lois aseh according to the riva, but because of the aseh. Who cares? At the end of the day, it's a mitzvah baba aveira. If it's a mitzvah baba aveira, it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, you are mekayim and aseh. If you are mekayim and aseh, then you can't be doichet alois aseh. If you can't be doichet alois aseh, you should get malchus for being goyver alois aseh. Because you have no dechia. So what's Pashup Shan in the Riva? This is the kashan that he asked him, and he was very excited with the kashan. Listen to how he addresses his shver. As abu bozeh koshali lehaven, v'ahuvi, avi, chami, adoini, mori v'rabi, harav agoyim peri Yisrael. Asher mevar kol dover akasha kilu nitna lemoishem bepi agvura v'toyrahi v'lu moedani tzarech. And he asks him this kasha exactly the way we just mentioned it. And at the end he writes l'anias daiti mitzvah the tarzav. And he says he signs off chasonei hamis abik ba'far raglov talmidei doyre shalom umuchan lefkudasei l'mishmartei mishmeres halaviyim akotem Yosef Zalman mipreshbri. This is the kasha that he asked him. Either way, the Noida Yehuda was very excited with this kasha. And he gives it tremendous shirois v'sishbachos, but he says, I think the kash is a mistake. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between an aseh that's not doicha lois aseh, and an aseh that's not doicha aseh. An aseh, where it can't be doicha lois aseh, it's because there's certain rules and regulations that govern aseh doicha lois aseh. The Gemara never said aseh can't be doicha aseh. You have to be medayik the Gemara. The Gemara just said, "My ome dehay aseh, mehay aseh." You know what that means? Said the Noida Behuda. You have two asehs. So mechatesi, do this one, maybe do that one. I don't know, maybe do that one versus this one. So the Rebbe said the pshat in the Gemara is because there's a rule throughout Shas that sheval taisa adif, that if I'm stuck between a situation. And if I do it, it's a problem. If I don't do it, it's a problem. Oily magad, oily mloyagid. Just strike. That's what you're supposed to do. You just don't do. The yisoid is sheval taisa adif. The idea that aseh is not doich and aseh is not because the other aseh is better. Chaiches. It's just simply I don't know which is better or worse. And as a result, what's the rule? You're not supposed to do anything. So that's only if I'm going now and I'm asking a Rav, so then we're going to say, but where I went ahead and I did it, I violated. Can you tell me that I didn't do a mitzvah? You're going to tell me now there was no dchiyah? Why? Because Aseh is not Doicha Aseh. So the Aseh of Milut Shleib is not, it wasn't Doicha the Aseh of Yontif. Just the opposite. Mayu Medehai Aseh, Mehai Aseh. I would say that the Aseh of Milut for sure was Doicha the Aseh of Yontif. And if that's the case, so it comes out it wasn't a mitzvah Babaveir. And if that's the case, that's why the Rival held. You can say Tchia. Meaning, the idea of Aseh not being Doicha Aseh is in real time, I can't go ahead and do the Aseh. Because right now the cheshbon is, we have to be more concerned about that assay. But once I do the assay, now the cheshbon changes. So now the question is, did I do the mitzvah or did I not do the mitzvah? You have no right to tell me I didn't do the mitzvah. Why? Because my own made a high assay, mehai assay. And you have no right to tell me that I had no right to do what I did. If I'm coming now to ask a question, should I do it? Don't do it. Why? I'm doing a mitzvah, yeah, but my omen de hayase me hayase. But if I did it already, you can't tell me that what I did was wrong, because I could always tell you, my omen de hayase me hayase. My ume is not a svara to say there's no tchiyah. It's more like a koyach hatayna. I mean that it's more like a koyach hatayna. You always have to look at the situation and you have to make a determination what the right koyach was. Just as a postscript to all of this, there's another tshuva in the Noida Yehuda, and this is an Erechayim Tinyana. It's tshuva kuf lamin he. Now, kiyudua, there are many, 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 many tshuvas in Noida Yehuda Madura Tinyana that were not sent or written by the Noida Yehuda, but they were written by his son, Rav Shmuel Landau, who became the Rav in Prague after Noida Yehuda was Nifter. So this tshuva is one of the tshuvas that were written to Rav Shmuel Landau. It's interesting, the shoyl in the tshuva was another one of the Noida Yehuda's son. His son Yaakovka. So if you had a son who was Rav Yaakovka, and he wrote a shayla to his brother, Rav Shmuel Landau, discussing this piece, he addresses the shtickle, Bekunchus Achra Minoida Yehuda, Hevi Dover, B'Shem Oimre, Behu Hamanoyach Giseinu. He quoted our Shvager, right? The Shoyal was Rabbi Yosef Zalman Mipreshberg, who was an Edom of the Noida Yehuda. So this is Rabbi Yaakovka, the son of Noida Yehuda, sending a letter to his brother, Rabbi Shmuel Landau, another son of Noida Yehuda, and he's quoting Unzer Shvager. He asked the Shoyal. Incidentally, Rabbi Yaakovka was, in addition to being a tremendous Goyen, which is very obvious from this Tshuva, he was also a big Gvir. And I've heard that he was the one that bankrolled all the hatfasa of the svarim of the Noida Yehuda. Yehuda printed a lot of svarim, started writing svarim b'chayev, then la'achar p'tirasoi, and he was behind the whole thing. And it's clear because Rav Shmuel Landau, when he addresses him, he keeps on referring to him as Hanogid Hamafursan. So I guess that's a little raglayim ledover to that. That's, I think, the rest of the story. But either way, it's from Yaakovka sent this shayla to Noida. The one thing he writes is very gishmak, is he said that the Noida Yehuda, his reaction to the kasha of the Edom was that this question is such a festive question that it Sricha Nagar Ubar Nagar de Yifrikine. It requires a Nagar and a Bar Nagar to answer the questions. He writes to his brother, he says, Va'ata Ashuva Ere Kushis Ashoyla Na, Asherale Oma Maron. It requires someone, the credentials to answer this question is you have to be a nagar or bar nagar. So he wrote, the ano lav nagar ano. Chminish a nagar, avo bar nagar ano. Chmin a bar nagar. He was the Noida Yehuda's son. So he said, I have the credentials to answer this question. He said, the tata was made. A bar nagar can answer this question. He said, I'm a bar nagar. I can go ahead and answer it. And the truth is, if you go through this tshuva in Arachayim Tunyana Kuflamid He, and then the next tshuva is Kuflamid Vav, and you see the way Rav Shmuel Landau and Rav Yaakovka spoke to each other. It's just a Musa Shmuz unto itself. V'hine Ahuvi Achi, and the way they talk about their father, it's absolutely beautiful. You know, it's interesting, this piece, this question that we just mentioned for Rabbi Yosef Zalman, it's the postscript to Noida Yehuda Madura Kama. It's literally at the end of Noida Yehuda Madura Kama. So he brings like a kuntras achron, and you don't even know why it's it, but then Yehuda put it here. It's very clear. He brings this kasha that he heard from his edim, his response, and then he brings the achron chaviv echtoiv kushya achas chamura shehiksha bini hagodol harav hamuflig. Hamushlim b'chol ma'ilos Rabbi Yaakovka u'mashi yishefti lo b'yishna v'adaver. The whole night of Yehuda's tshuvas that were written to kol gadoy le'yoyim. He was literally sending tshuvas all over the world. But the ending, he ended off with one tshuva that he wrote to his Eden, Rabbi Yosef Zalman, and he wrote another tshuva, a question that he answered to his son Yaakovka. At the very, very, it reminded me of a line in the Noida Behuda. This is in the Tzlach. It's in the sugi of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. We didn't mention this when we learned Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. But he brings a chiddush that he said, and he writes as follows, Al gufa chiddush achidashti, in the sugi of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. Ayin Sham or don't Ayin Sham. Heshev bni harav acharif v'shonun ma'oid Rab Shmuel neiro yoyer she'ena nidin daima. And he said a beautiful svara. Mamish gevaldik. So he writes afterwards, v'amarti, when I heard this that my son said, I said, yismach libi b'chochmas bni ki b'svara yeshora ma'oid v'amarti alatzmi, I said about myself, the nafak mimeich taimu me'alofech. So Baruch Shem, I was zoichet to have such a son. He got so excited with this teretz. Mamish, he was all gevaldik. I noticed at the very, very end of the of Noida Behuda Madura Kama, so he writes like this: Sliku Hachuvas Hashaychas Lachayish Mishpat Ubeze Hachibur Nishlam BeEzras Bayri Yoylam Vatniyah Shlomasa BeYom Shenichba Bay Kitoyv. It was a Tuesday. Shmoyne VeEsrim Yoyim BeChaydesh Asiri UChaydesh Tevis Shnas Tavkuf Lamed Zayin. So Noida Behuda Madura Kama was completed Chaf Ches Tevis 1777. Omer Mechabers, he writes like this. Oida Hashem. So this is Noid Behuda, two lines. He's going to give Shvach Voida to the Ebershter. We're going to end with this. Asher Ad Koy Heviyani, V'Rav Tuv Gmolani, V'Chesed Chinem Choneni, V'Chizek Es Yodi, L'Hoitzni L'Oir Mabodi, Koyigmer Chazdoi Badi. This is what he writes. He's dominating to the Ebershter now. What does he want? L'Hashlim Yesech Yiburim Asheri Madi. The Yehuda wanted to print more svarim. The lirois kol zari kulam shleimim b'avoydasai ubelimu teirasai yame. He was messiah with a bracha for his children. This is the night of Yehuda who's rabin shol kol b'nei hagoyla. And my hergish is, I don't know. But he writes the night of Yehuda, he's answering shilas to the ganze welt. You know how he ended? He wrote a kuncha zachrin. This is a kasha that my edom asked me, and this was a kasha that my son asked me, and he was messiah with a bracha, and his bracha was lirois kol zari kulam shleimim b'avoydasai ubelimu teirasai. Amen.